今天所要读的经文是在约翰一书第四章七到十二节。
Today we'll be discussing the book of John, chapter 4, verse 7 through 12.
我先来读中文。
I will read Chinese, and I will translate in English as well.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心，就在此就显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们就当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us.
今天我在这里特别讲一个题目，叫做为爱降生。
Today I would like to discuss with you about the born of love.
人一生活着的时候不可能没有爱。
We live on earth and cannot live without love.
我们一开始出生的时候，我们就感受到爱。
We experience love the minute we were born.
因为母亲爱我们。
Because our mother loved us.
母亲照顾我们，让我们长大。
Our mother cared for us and raised us.
但是不是每个人出生的时候就有爱。
But not everybody was born with such a love.
有人出生的时候就没有父母。
There were kids who were born without parents.
他们是孤儿。
They were orphans.
他们特别缺少爱。
They especially lacked love.
人们长大了就寻找爱。
People were born seeking out love.
所以男男女女在一起的时候互相相爱就结婚了。
As a result, men and women seek out each other and marry that way.
但是现代社会我们就发现，结婚不是爱的刚刚开始。
But as we know, marriage love is not the beginning of true love.
好像刚刚开始的时候，他们说彼此相爱。
As if at the beginning they say they love each other.
很快发现他们又吵架了。
And very quickly they start bickering.
在这个社会里，我们看到很多人又离婚了。
In this society, we frequently see divorces.
那我们就问他，为什么你们没有又离婚了呢？
And we ask them, why are you divorcing?
他说，我们之间再也没有爱了。
They say, there's no love in between us.
所以爱是我们中间，人和人之间最重要的一个纽带。
That's reason why love is the most ingredients of our relationship.
爱是什么？
What is love?
爱，从这段经文里看到，爱是神给我们的礼物。
From the verse we just read, we know that love is the gift from God.
如果人们不懂得什么叫做爱，
If we do not know the meaning of love,
就不能彼此相爱。
We won't be able to love each other.
谁都希望能够彼此相爱。
We all love to know how to love each other.
但是有的时候我们做不到。
But unfortunately, we couldn't do it all the time.
为什么我们做不到？
Why we couldn't do it?
因为我们不能够明白什么是真正的爱。
Because we couldn't truly understand the true meaning of love.
人找不到完全的爱。
people cannot find the complete love.
为什么叫做完全的爱呢？
Why do we call it complete love?
如果你仔细的思想，在这个世上，我们人和人之间的爱都是有条件的。
If you truly think about it, there are always conditions in the love that we come to know in this society.
不只是有条件的，还是暂时的。
Not only there is conditions, but it's temporarily.
那个，你说父母爱我们。
You say parents love us.
那如果我们不是他的孩子呢？
What happens if we are not their children?
那父母还爱我们吗？
Can that parents still love us?
如果我们表现好，他当然爱我们。
If we behave well, of course they will love us.
如果我们表现得不好呢？
What happens if we misbehave?
所以我们看到人之间的爱是暂时的，都是有条件的。
As you can see, love is temporarily and it has conditions.
那完全的爱是怎样的呢？
Then what is the complete love then?
今天这段经文他说，完全的爱是从神那里来的。
Today we read that the complete love coming from God.
爱是一个神给我们的礼物。
Love is a gift from God.
在他那里没有暂时的，没有条件的。
In him, there is no conditions, there are no, it's long lasting.
神的爱是永远的。
God's love is forever.
在这个圣诞节的时候呢，人们之间，尤其在教会的传统里面，有一个特别的传统。
There's a long traditions in a church.
那个就是在圣诞节的那一天，人们都互相交换礼物。
That we exchange gifts during the Christmas days.
那我就查了一下，就是为什么人爱交换那圣诞节那一天要交换礼物。
I looked into the reason why we have to exchange gifts.
好像就是因为那东方的几个博士带了乳香墨药，这个几个礼物呢，献给耶稣。
As if the wise men who brought gifts to to Jesus at the manger.
所以呢，因为这个缘故，在教会的传统里边就开始互相交换礼物。
Perhaps that started the reason why we exchange gifts in church.
但是我们如果把这个交换礼物可以做一个另外的解释。
But if we can translate the meaning of gift exchange to a different way.
那就是因为神爱我们。
That is because God loves us.
所以把一个无价的礼物送给了我们。
That is because God has given us a priceless gift.
所以今天我们在一起见面的时候，就要彼此交换礼物。
As a result, every time when we see each other, we exchange gifts.
当我们交换礼物的时候，我们表达我们的爱。
We express our love through gifts, exchanged gifts.
有一个故事讲得非常好。
There is a great story reflecting this meaning.
有一对夫妇在圣诞节的时候也要准备这个给对方买礼物。
There's a couple preparing gifts for each other.
那个时候呢，很早很早以前呢，那个时候人们都比较穷。
Back then, people were not very wealthy.
不像我们现在，礼物多到都不用打开了。
Unlike now, we have so many gifts, we don't even need to open some of the gifts.
所以今天那个时候的礼物呢，是要精心准备的。
Back then, you really need to spend a lot of care and attention to prepare for the gifts.
这对年轻的夫妇呢，他们彼此非常的相爱。
These couples love each other deeply.
那这个先生呢，就在那儿想，出去工作的时候就想，我要准备一个什么礼物给我的太太呢？
The husband was contemplating what gifts should I be giving to my wife.
一想起来，其实我这个太太呀，留了一头的长发。
And he remembered that his wife has a long, beautiful hair.
他的这个长发呢，他经常早晨的时候花很多的时间，慢慢的在那里梳啊盘。
He recalls that she will spend a long time each morning grooming her hair.
所以他就想，他呢，天天那个梳头发的时候呢，没有一个漂亮的发夹。
So he thought that he recalled that his wife doesn't have a very nice comb to comb her hair.
所以他就想，应该买一个漂亮的发夹作为圣诞礼物给她。
So as a result, he was thinking perhaps I should give her a nice comb.
一看呢，这个价钱呢太贵了。
But unfortunately, price is too expensive.
所以他想，那我也没那么多钱，怎么办呢？
But I don't have that much money. What should I do?
那个时候的人呢，不像现在戴手表。
Back then, people, unlike now, wears watches.
那个时候的那个表呢，是放在怀里的。
Back then, it was it's a watch that you put in the pocket.
那他有一只怀表。
He has a pocket watch.
所以他就想，哎。把这个怀表平常他用的就给他当铺里去当掉了。
Perhaps I can sell this watch and get money that way.
Yeah, 所以后来他就把这个当掉以后他就买了那个发夹。
As a result, he went to pawn shop and exchanged for the money and bought the comb for his wife.
那这个太太在家里边呢也想着怎么给先生准备一个礼物。
Likewise, his wife was doing the same thing at home.
那一想，我准备一个什么礼物给先生呢
？So she was asking herself, what should I give to my lovely husband?
那她就想，那个她的先生呢，有一个心爱的怀表。
And she recalled her husband has a beautiful watch.
那个怀表呢，他每天呢拿出来都要看。
And this is a watch that he uses every day.
但是你知道以前的怀表呢，都有一个带子拴在这个衣服的扣子上。
As you know, that back then, those watch comes with a chain that attached to your coat.
但是他先生没有钱买那个带子。
But unfortunately, her husband didn't have the enough money to buy that chain.
他就想，哎，我应该买一个那个链表链呢给他。
So she thought perhaps I should buy that chain for him.
他就想了半天，去看了，一看，哇，太贵了。
So she discovered it's too expensive.
所以她就想怎么办呢
？So she thought, what should I do?
哎，正好经过一个理发店。
And just so happened she was walking by a barbershop.
啊，旁边有一个这个牌子。
And there's a sign.
啊，那个收购长发。
We acquired long hair.
所以她一想，哎呀，我这个长头发，这个今天没有了，明天还会长出来。
So she thought, well, if I don't have my long hair, it will grow back tomorrow.
所以她就进去了，把她的漂亮的长发剪断了。
As a result, she walked into that beauty shop and cut her hair.
所以她用那个钱就买了一个链子。
As a result, she exchanged her hair for the money and bought the chain for her husband.
到晚上的时候，他们都回家了。
At night, they all went home.
彼此都掏出了他们要送给对方的礼物。
Together, they took out the gifts for each other.
当然，打开的时候，他们相视就开始笑了。
Of course, as expected, they started smiling and enjoyed the gifts when they opened up the gifts.
当我们送礼物的时候，那个礼物代表我们的爱。
When we give gifts, that gifts represents our love.
神把一个礼物送给了我。
God has given us a gift to us.
那个礼物是代表神永远的、永不会消失的、没有条件的爱。
This is a gift from God that is never tarnished and never long-lasting gift.
这爱是从天而降的。
This love is descending from the heaven.
这爱是神主动。
This love is motivated from God.
不是我们自己找到的。
It's not we seek out the love.
当我们还不认识神的时候，神的爱就从天而降了。
Before we even know God, God has already sent us this love.
所以这段经文里就特别的说，不是我们爱神。
So as a result, the verse says that it's not because we love God.
乃是神爱了我们。
By contrary, it's because God loves us.
他来到世上是做什么呢
why is he here?
他是让人们明白什么是神的爱。
So that we can understand what is God's love.
牧羊人明白了这种爱。
Shepherd knows this love.
东方的博士明白了这种的爱。
The wise man from East knows this love.
今天就要过圣诞节了。
Today we'll be soon spending Christmas.
但是在圣诞节的这个时间，我们真的明白什么是耶稣基督降生的意义吗
？But do we truly know the true definition, the meaning of Christmas?
很多的时候，我们在谈论爱的时候，就来形容爱有多长、有多大、有多重。
quite often we will express our love saying how heavy, how deep, and how long lasting it would last.
但是实际真的爱是没有办法衡量的。
But the true love cannot be measured.
神的爱有多重呢？
How deep and how heavy is our God's love?
在这个圣诞佳节的时候，我们就能够感受到神的爱有多大。
But especially during the Christmas holidays, we can experience God's love.
神的爱是救主耶稣基督从天降到地上，成为人所表现出来的爱。
It is the love that expressed through the coming of God.And become humans as we are.
神的爱来到世上，住在哪里？
God's love, where does it live?
神的爱从这一段的经文里面看到，神的爱来到这个世上，是住在我们的中间，我们的心里。
From the verses we read, we know that God's love lived in our hearts among us.
神爱住在我们的里面。
God's love lives within us.
我们如何接受神的爱呢？
How do we receive this love then?
如果你不需要神的爱，
If you don't need God's love,
所以神的爱跟你没有什么关系。
God's love will have nothing to do with you.
但是如果我们需要神的爱，
But if we need God's love,
神的爱就跟我们联合在一起。
God's love will be truly connected with us.
为什么我们需要神的爱？
Why do we need God's love?
这个世界为什么需要爱？
Why the world needs God?
因为这个世界充满了太多的罪恶，充满了太多的仇恨。
Because this world is full of sin and hatred.
因为我们懂得这个问题，所以我们懂得需要爱。
Because we know this question, this problems, and therefore we seek out love.
其实我们在座的每一个人都是有问题的人。
Because in reality, everyone here has some challenges.
如果我们明白我们自己是一个有问题的人，是一个罪人。
If we understand our problems and within ourselves that we are a sinner.
来接受十字架上给我们的恩典。
To receive the blessings from the cross.
就能够接受爱，就不会面对审判。
So that we can receive the love and to avoid the judgment.
其实接受神的爱很简单。
In fact, it's very easy to receive God's love.
就是把你的手伸出去，就来接受了。
In fact, just open your arms and receive the love.
那你说我手伸出去也没看见。
But then you said, how come I don't see anything once I extend my arms?
不用担心，你只要把你心打开就可以了。
But no worries, as long as you open your heart.
你心一打开，神的爱就进到你的心里。
As long as you open your hearts, God's love will come to you.
不要忘记，这是神给我们的礼物。
Don't forget, this is God's gift.
如果我们接受神的恩，
If we receive God's grace,
这爱就会充满我们。
This love will fill us.
你有没有见过一个人心里充满的不是爱，而是仇恨的吗？
Have you met anyone whose heart is filled of hatred?
其实有这样的人。
And in fact, there are people like that.
因为他小时候成长非常的痛苦。
Perhaps these individuals have a very hard childhood.
长大了以后面对的很多的不公平。
Perhaps experiencing very unfair events during the growth.
你跟他交往的时候，你就会发现他是嘴里边充满的都是抱怨。
You will soon find out when communicating with them that they're filled of complaints.
这种人心里充满的只有仇恨。
These people are filled with hatred.
但是如果这样的人想让他改变，
If you want to change people like that,
他必须心里充满爱。
You need to make sure their heart is filled with love.
你怎么样能让他心里充满爱而是没有仇恨呢？
How do you fill love in them without hatred?
就像一个瓶子，那个瓶子里边再没有空气那样，你怎么能够让它没有空气呢？
Just like the bottle. Air in it. How can you fill air in it?
最简单的办法就是
of, as a result, hatred will be squeezed out.
你知道一个人充满爱的话，那个爱还可以多到一定程度会流出来的。
You know that if you fill with love, love can overspill to others.
啊，你一看这个一个人要是爱要是流出来的时候，你会发现他的脸上都会放光的。
You know those people who are overfilled with love, it has a glow in their face.
你有没有看见过那个那个恋爱的那个少男少女们
？Have you ever seen a young, newly young loving couple?
想当年我在读大学。
I recall back in the days when I was in college.
那个我们有那个同学呢，就在大学里边就谈恋爱了。
We have classmates who fell in love during college years.
那个时候我们是工学院，那个女生非常少，所以轮不到我们。
Back then we were studying technical. It was in technical field. There were a few women, so we're on the lower part of the totem pole.
所以呢，我们这些男生呢都特别坏。
So and our boys tend to be a lot more playful.
啊，就是那个上课的时候呢，就经常讲人家。
So the boys will tend to scold they tend to make fun of the other.
所以我们就知道啊，有一个人他谈恋爱了。
So we would know that oh that guy is already in love.
所以我们就在那儿笑他。
So we would be teasing him.
啊，你看他走进来的时候，他那个脚步都是在飞呀。
Look at that guy. That guy just floated into the classroom.
啊，所以呢，你看啊，他整个人都变了。
I mean, the guy has actually changed.
所以，为什么呢？因为他心里充满了爱。
Why is that? Because he's filled with love.
啊，如果这个时候找他办点什么事，没有问题，一定会答应的。
Yeah, in fact, this is the perfect time for him to do something. He will guarantee promise.
所以你就知道，人们心里充满爱的时候，他都会藏都藏不住，都会流出来的。
So you can imagine when a person is in love, he couldn't even hide it, and he will express it any way he can.
所以旁边的人都能感受得到。
Even people around them, next to him, can experience that.
基督徒是什么样的人？
What is Christian like that?
基督徒就是应该是一群充满神爱的人。
Christian should be those who are filled with love.
在这里边最后一句讲了，讲最后一节讲了一句话。
In the last verse that we read today.
从来没有人见过神。
Nobody has ever seen God.
你们若彼此相爱
if you love each other,
就神就住在我们的里面。
God will live within us.
所以从来没有人看见过神。
So nobody has ever seen God.
但是如果我们中间有爱，别人看我们的时候就知道神在我们的中间。
If there is love among us, when other people will notice that there is God among us as well.
我们传福音不需要用的太过复杂的东西。
It doesn't have to be very complicated when we are spreading the words of God.
如果你和你的家充满了爱
，If you and your families are filled with love,
旁边你的朋友、你的邻居、你的亲人，就看到你们的时候就被这爱吸引了。
As a result, your friends, your neighbors, and your families, your friends will be attracted to the love.
耶稣来到世上。
God coming to earth,
就是为爱降生
is to descend God, I mean, love among us.
让没有爱的世界充满爱
so that we fill the world lacks love, filled with love.
一个年老的基督徒快要去世了
An old Christian's near death.
那有很多的朋友呢在这最后的时刻就来与他道别。
There are many friends who are visiting him for the last time before he passed away.
他这个时候呢还挺清醒。
He's still quite alert at the time.
啊，他就看到朋友来了以后呢，就跟他们说一些话。
So he will say something to his visiting friends.
那当这些朋友跟他来说道别的时候
，So when the friends are saying goodbye, farewell to him,
他就说，刚才我已经见了三个朋友。
He will say to them, I just met three friends.
啊，跟他们呢，两个跟他们说再见。
Two of them, he said goodbye to them.
但是有一个朋友，他没有跟他说再见。
However, there's one friend he didn't say goodbye.
他说他知道那个朋友会永远与我在一起。
He said he knew that one friend would stay with him forever.
他讲完了以后呢，这些朋友们呢就很奇怪。
So his friends didn't understand when they heard that.
他就说，他们就问，他们是谁
？So they would ask him, "Who is this man?"
啊，这位老基督徒呢，就跟他们解释。
This old Christian would explain.
他说，第一个朋友，他的名字叫信心。
The first friend, his name is called faith.
我跟他说，再见了，信心。
I will tell him goodbye, faith.
我感谢神。
I thank God.
当我刚刚信主的时候，我就有了这个朋友。
When I first know God, I get to know this friend already.
啊，这个朋友呢，与我一同在，鼓励我。
This friend stayed with me and encouraged me.
当我软弱的时候，他给我信心，让我能够站立得稳。
When I was weak, he gave me faith so that I can stand firm.
他一直伴随着我走人生的道路。
He has always accompanied me through the course of my life.
但是我就对他说，信心哪。
Then I will say to him, faith.
但是我要去的地方，你不用跟着我一块去。
Where I'm going, you don't need to come.
第二个朋友叫做盼望。
The second friend is called hope.
我也跟他道别。
I also bid farewell to him.
我对特别对他感谢。
I especially thank him.
我说，在我人生最低潮的时候，困难面对困难最困难的时候。
When I was in the most difficult hardship in my life.
后这个盼望帮助了我。
Hope helped me.
让我知道我是有盼望的。
He allowed me to understand that there is hope after all.
也让我不至于失望。
To avoid me from disappointment.
但是我就跟他说。
But then I told him.
我去的地方也再也不需要你帮助了。
Where I'm going, I don't need your help then.
第三个朋友，他的名字叫做爱。
The third friend, his name is love.
他真是我的好朋友啊。
He is truly my dear friend.
他使我与神与人都建立了好的关系。
He helped me establish wonderful relationship with God and with my friends.
他在我行走天路的时候是我的安慰。
He comforted me when I walk my way towards God.
我真的没有办法离开他。
I truly cannot leave him.
我也知道他一定会与我同行。
And I know he will also accompany me.
通过天堂的门口
，passing through the gate of heaven，
进入神永远的圣城
，into God's world。
爱是从天而降的
，God a love is descended from heaven，
还会随着我们回到天家
，it will follow us back to heavenly world。
爱是永远长存
，love is everlasting。
在今天这段经文第八节里特别的说，因为神就是爱。
In the verse number 8 it says, because God is love.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主啊，我们在你的面前特别感恩。
Dear Lord, we come to you and we especially thank you.
因为我们知道有一爱作为礼物给了我们。
Because you